Joanna picked up a string of pearls from the dressing table. I suppose these are real, aren't they, Lynette? Yes, of course. I know it is of course to you, my sweet, but it wouldn't be to most people. Heavily cultured or even Woolworth. Darling, they really are incredible, so exquisitely matched. They must be worth the most fabulous sum.
Rather vulgar, you think?
No, not at all. Just pure beauty. What are they worth?
About 50,000.
What a lovely lot of money. Aren't you afraid of having them stolen?
No, I always wear them. And anyway, they're insured.
Oh, let me wear them till dinner time, will you, darling? It would give me such a thrill.
Lynette laughed.
Of course, if you like. You know, Lynette, I really do envy you. You've simply got everything. Here you are at 20, your own mistress, with any amount of money, looks, superb health. You've even got brains. When are you 21?
Next June. I shall have a grand coming-of-age party in London.
And then, are you going to marry Charles Windlesham? All the dreadful little gossip writers are getting so excited about it, and he really is frightfully devoted.
Lynette shrugged her shoulders.
I don't know. I don't really want to marry anyone yet. Darling, how right you are. It's never quite the same afterwards, is it?
The telephone shrilled, and Lynette went to it.
Yes, yes?
The butler's voice answered her. Mr. Belfort.